Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I am your host, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. Welcome to all our visitors at the Blog Talk Radio. At the Blog Talk Radio. Welcome all our visitors and all our listening audience around the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's topic will be the true level of obedience, the true level of obedience, the true level of obedience. Amen. Most gracious Father, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for that song, because I want to give God praise early this morning, telling him thank him, telling him waking up this morning for the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God, for even this opportunity to come before you, your people on the radio and around the world. How to tell them about a Savior in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to search my heart, mind, body, soul, sin of omission and sin of commission. As I give what you had gave me, the topic of today is true level of obedience. And I bless your name and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he obeyed his Father, and he said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. But in John, that was John 6, 38, St. John 6 and 38. But St. John 6 and 39, and this is the Father will, which has sent me, that of all which has sent me, that all will all has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. So we're talking about the true level of obedience. The true level of obedience that when his Father, God, and he was willing, Jesus was willing to obey what his Father had asked him to do. Hallelujah. And then it's saying that this is the divine message of Christ obedient. Christ was obedient. Hallelujah. But then it says true level obedient is to hear, to trust, to submit, and surrender to God's words. The secret true level obedient is clear and close personal relationship with him. Let me repeat that again. The secret true level of obedience is a clear and close personal relationship with God and all his attempt to achieve full obedience. When we fail until we have access to his golden fellowship. Hallelujah. It is God's holy presence, our conscience abiding with us, that keep us from disobeying. So we have the access through his word. We got the access through prayer. We got the access in worship. We got the access of giving God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. What are the three levels of obedience? The three levels of obedience are disobedience, partial obedience, or complete obedience. And even while I'm presenting this message came to me. Where am I? Am I in the level of one, disobedient, or I'm a level of two, partial obedient, or I'm on the level of three, complete obedient? Blessed are days whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his statutes and seek his all their heart, keep it with all their heart, and do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. They had laid down the precepts that are to be fully obeyed. That came out of Psalms 119 division 1-4. And this is talking about his words, thy word that I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. When we know the word, then we have to apply the word, be hearers of the word. Then we got access and then a choice to do obedient, disobedient, partial obedient, or complete obedient. But God is looking for us to be 100% obedient, complete obedience, surrender everything to him. Hallelujah. Solomon ended up with abominable to truth and to obey God, because this is what makes the most sense for our lives. God will judge all things, both hidden and visible, and he will decide whether it is good, evil, not. Conclusion, when all has been heard, it is quite simple. Fear God, hallelujah, fear God and keep his commandment. Fear God. You know, not like I'm so shaken, but I'm going to fear him in my acts. I'm going to fear him obedient. I want to just do what is pleasing in the eyesight of God. That came out of obedient John 14 and 15. If you love me, command you. A command is an order in the law. In John 14, 21, whosoever has my commands and obey them, he is the one who loved me. The true level of obedience, it must come from love. We can go with 1 John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish. That perish is everlasting life. We will live for, again. We will live eternal. So that is love. You know, when we give our life to him and he was willing to give his only begotten son on behalf of us, and he loved us that much. Hallelujah. My. He loves us that much. Mm-mm-mm. But what is the spirit of obedience? The spirit of obedience is obedience. The spirit also means doing what God says, whether anyone else is willing to obey or not. It's a choice. My listening audience on the Blog Talk Radio, and giving honor to Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford. Hallelujah. The radio station invite me to come, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson, to be one of the hosts to bring out the theme of obedience. Obedience is a lifestyle. Hallelujah. But are you willing to do when nobody ain't looking around? Are you willing to do whatever he tell you to do? Are you willing to do if you got to walk alone? Are you willing to be God's disciple and be a follower of him, even when you don't get no recognition or no praise? Are you willing to obey? Hallelujah. Through his spirit. In the name of Jesus. Obedient to the spirit. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. That's Galatians 5 and 25. My walk must be a lifestyle. My walk, hallelujah. Even when a couple years ago I fell. But, you know, even when I couldn't fail, I was still laying in this bed and being faithful. And Apostle got me on the radio, hallelujah, on the prayer line, hallelujah, giving worship and praise. Even when I couldn't even walk, you know, being faithful to God and obedient. Hallelujah, to obey, even it cost my life. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to surrender? It's going to cost you something for being obedient. Hallelujah. 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 And Psalms 119 and 45, and it's saying, I will walk in the freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. When you devote yourself, you devote yourself to pray. You will devote yourself to read your word. You devote yourself to look at spiritual situations on the TV, words and thoughts, books, hallelujah, books to inspire, to change you, convert you, to do different, to change your mind, change your spirit, change your body in the name of Jesus. But it says, I will walk in his freedom. In Galatians 5 and 1, I say, stand fast in the liberty Christ has made me free. Hallelujah. He made us free when he was willing to die on the cross. He made us free when the blood came streaming down. He made us free when the thorns on his head. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When he prayed in agony in the name of Jesus, we are free. We got to continue to walk in freedom, and freedom is obedient to his word and his commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Psalms 1:19, and then it's saying that if, I think it's saying that all the Psalms of 119 division is all talking about the word. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. It's all talking about his statutes. It's all talking about his law. It's all talking about his rules. And it's all talking about all components of his words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, being obedient, we must be in line with his word. Being obedient, we mean the amount of what the Bible say. Hallelujah. And learn how to, you got on the Blog Talk Radio and radio and all around Jamaica and Africa and China and all around the globe, some can't even read a Bible. Some being martyred for the word, but the word got to be in your heart. The word got to be in your spirit when it ain't no Bible. When we out here witness to the laws at any cost, we must continue to know his word, his commandments. We see that in Exodus 20th chapter. You know, the love the Lord with all your heart. You know, to love your neighbors. Don't be no graven image. Hallelujah. All these different commandments it's telling us to do. Because then he's saying, children, love your parents. It's saying all these things that it let you know wherever you are in, parents, single, marriage, whatever your situation is, these commandments and orders and laws are for everyone. It's a choice. Do you want to receive it or not? It's up to you what you want to receive. Hallelujah. But what I liked about it, that it's saying that Solomon was the father of David. And then it's saying that he trusts to do and obey God because this is what makes the most sense. See, sometimes you got to, what is in your conscience, in your heart, mind and heart go together. But the spirit and the flesh is, I think they say, apostle was preaching a word about the flesh, you're being obedient. But if my spirit is the strongest, that's where I'm going to lie in his words and praying and faithful and worship and doing all I need to do. But when my flesh is weak, that's where I'm going to act on the flesh, doing what I need to do in the flesh. Fornication, lying, pornography, cheating. We can go on and on and on in Galatians 5th chapter, and it's talking about the flesh. But really when we walk in obedience, we can go with the love and the joy and the peace and the long-suffering, the gentleness, goodness, and faith. We can go with the fruits. We can go with that in obedience, too. You can put that together, too. But I'm letting you know that if you love me, in St. John 14:15, hallelujah, we can break this all out. If you love me, you will obey what I command you. In St. John 14:21, whoever has my commandments and obey them. Listening audience, do what I ask them to do? Who obey what I command? Whosoever have keep my commandments and obey them, and the one who loves me. You know, love is an action word. You could say somebody loves you, but what are they doing? And that's the same thing in the spirit realm. When you love you, it shows. You can pretend something, but, you know, the greatest love in St. John 15:13 say, no greater love that a man would lay down a life for a friend. And 1 John 4:8, it says, because God is love. God is love. We worship the Lord in spirit and truth. A component of obedience is worship. A component of obedience is prayer. A component of meeting the needs of the poor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Willing to go an extra mile. You want to go extra, being obedient. even when you don't feel like it, in the name of Jesus. But I bless your name because, hallelujah, true level obedience is to hear. What are you listening to? What are you hearing? Then he said, you must trust. You must continue to trust what you believe. I think that's why I say true levels of obedience, because where is your level at? Where is your obedient level? An obedient level can go with the language of love. Where is your level? To hear, to trust, to submit, and surrender to God and his words. Hallelujah. If you don't get nothing out this message, that is saying to hear and to trust and submit and surrender, hallelujah, to God and his words. Hallelujah. His words don't lie. In Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of God that he shall repent. If God said it, he's going to perform what he said he's going to do. But we have to be in position to get what is promised to us. Hallelujah. Being obedient. Hallelujah. And then it's saying that the secret of the true level of obedience is clear, close, personal relationship. How close are you with Christ? A personal relationship with him. I might fall, but I'm going to get more better in spiritual growth. Really, when I got out this message, thank you, Apostle, because this message did something to me, because it let you know where am I in the spirit realm and the natural, because as you be in the Lord and in Christ, I need to continue to grow in obedience. Things that used to bother me ain't going to bother me no more. And I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. When somebody don't have to force you to do it, somebody don't have to force you to do anything, you just want to do it. Hallelujah. But then it say, with God, in all attempt to achieve full obedience will fail until we have asked that. We have, they had the, back in the day, they had the access card for those that was didn't have senior citizen because of their income. Mothers, didn't have no father, and they got their asset card, the benefits, the food stamps or whatever. But the greatest asset we have, hallelujah, when we have relationship to him and we gave him our life, we got the best asset. Hallelujah. 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 The free course in Christ Jesus. And it is God who is holy, holy presence. And our mind, when we abide in him and our word abide in him, we can ask anything through prayer. We can ask anything through his word. We can ask anything because abide me, remain and live in him, and he keep us from being disobedient. So sometimes you got to wondering, where are you when some things creep up? Did I let my guard down? We can put that with even with the whole armor, God, that I have to put on my armor, and I'm dressed, fully dressed, and I'm fully dressed with his word, and I'm fully dressed with, like you say, early in the morning, I'm a praiser. I'm fully dressed, hallelujah, to give the assignment that God called us to do. Are we fully dressed to be obedient, hallelujah, to hear, to trust, submit, and surrender to his word, hallelujah. Solomon had wisdom because David had a blood on his hand. He couldn't build the altar. David, hallelujah, he was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah, even he sinned, and he sinned with Bathsheba. But the fact of the matter is he was able to repent. Hallelujah. When you're in an obedient state, of obedient, want to do what's right, you want to always repent, or I'm going to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, even when I might not be wrong. You just want to have a clear heart, clear mind, clear body. You just want to do what is right in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name because, hallelujah, we bless your name because the fact of the matter is that it's saying that I will walk in freedom. Hallelujah. I will walk. That is Psalm 119:45 in the New Living Translation. I will walk in freedom. You know, we say freedom come, lift every voice and sing. You know, they sing all these songs, but we have the freedom in Christ. Hallelujah, because the blood he shed on Calvary for my sin. I've been redeemed and washed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I devoted myself to your commandments. I devote myself to your commandments. You know, I want to do it. You know, I don't have no other choice. I must do it in the name of Jesus. And I bless your name, and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. If I could sum it all up or conclude it all up in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that I just want my listening to order on the Blog Talk Radio around the world is obedience is better than sacrifice. But if I can give you anything, hallelujah, if you close up and do our altar call, I will walk. You got a choice today. I will walk in the freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will. I can't go back to the way I used to be. Person all around the listener on the Blog Talk radio, all around, that old person is dead. But I'm going to give you some conclusion. Hallelujah. With our altar call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. And remember, hallelujah. 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 That you must hear, you must trust, you must submit, and you must surrender to God and his words. Hallelujah. They are the components. They are like if you are making a cake or pie or whatever, these are the ingredients that you need to live a dedicated life and walking in obedience. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless your name and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for that word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the scepter fall in my sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, obedience. Hallelujah. The true level of obedience. The true levels. Like that's level. I hope you just got a chance to check yourself, see where you at, and make me even go higher in the Lord and obedience. Hallelujah. Because we can always grow. An area that we think we got it right and to let you know we don't have it right. But we bless your name for another chance. We bless your name and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless your name and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. For the word of your obedience, for true, hallelujah, level of obedience in the name of Jesus. We will never be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because his words, hallelujah. Even when you don't remember and all these notes and everything, but it's in your heart. But what's in your heart, you must have to continue to apply it. And you might can remember everything, but he will remember, help you remember the basics. Hallelujah. The true level of being is to hear, trust, submit, and surrender to God's word. And then you can allow the Holy Spirit, which is a gentleman, to lead you and guide you to all truth through faith. Hallelujah. And it's a dwelling in you when you are a believer. But if you're not a believer, I'm going to tell you how we're going to become a believer today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name, God. I thank you, Lord, for that word. I thank you, Lord, for two levels of obedience. I bless your name and I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at this time, we'll do the benediction, and then I will do the altar of prayer. Amen. I want to just seal it with the word now unto him that is able to keep you from now unto him that is able to do a city abundant above all that we ask or think according to the power that work in us. Hallelujah. That sealed that word. Amen. And it's already done because God said so. Hallelujah. So right at this time, we'll do the altar call. And Romans 10:9 is say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart, Father, forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me on the third day. You rose again that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are forgiven. I am justified. That means just as we haven't sinned by your blood. I am born again. I'm saved and I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I am free from the power of sin to serve the Lord, our living God. If you repeat after me, we say hallelujah, and the angels and they are rejoicing. We are rejoicing that you gave your life to the Lord. We are rejoicing that you did a sinner prayer. We are rejoicing in the name of Jesus that you get all the glory and that you get all the praise because somebody gave their life to the Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that soul or them souls that gave their life to the Lord. And right at this time, we have our announcement. Our announcement is say, visit our website at the Life Word Kingdom. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org for detail of the ministry. Hallelujah. We have prayer power line at 385-799-9729, Monday, Tuesday at 12 o'clock at 9, Wednesday at 12 o'clock at 9, and 12 o'clock on Wednesday because at 8 o'clock they have Bible study on YouTube, all the network ministries on social media. And then we'll have Thursday and Friday prayer power line, same number, 385-799-9729. And every other Friday, we just had praise party last night. Every other Friday, we have a praise party. You know, where we used to go out in the world and we praise and sing songs and dancing and dropping like it hot. But now we can be in a comfy with your pajamas, giving God some praise on a Friday night. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your opportunity. I can go on and say so many things, but the true level of obedience. And I thank you and I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless y'all all. Have a blessed morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
presence of the Lord. I've been free, delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
My past
is over.
It's over.